Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, are you using your GPS? I mean, your GPS, not your phone's GPS, not your car's GPS, but your inner GPS. You've got one. I've got one. We don't really know how to use it that well. We do our best, and we can always do a better job. So to do a better job using our inner GPS, we're going to interview the author of a book called Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. Now that sounds great. So we're talking with the author, Zen Cryer DeBrook. Zen, welcome to Energy Stew.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Are you open to do this show?
I am.
Okay.
Your listeners don't know what that means yet, but that was a good opening.
Okay. Well, we both feel good about it, and that says something about our openness.
Yes.
And so this is really a wonderful opportunity to learn how to sense ourselves, to listen to ourselves, to follow our inner guidance in ways that we struggle because we all have very active minds and emotions.
Yes. Yes.
So how do we get out of the way?
Well, that's what this whole piece is about. What I've discovered is there's a factory-installed guidance system, as you said, inside each person. We're born with it. It's already turned on and working. And it resides in our body between our throat and our upper solar plex area. And when our thoughts are creating suffering or stress or overwhelm, we feel a constriction in this part of the body. And when our thoughts are moving us into alignment and we are on our path and accomplishing our purpose, we feel open or neutral or even expanded, like joy and ecstasy in the center area of our body. And so it's constantly operating to try and help us quell the craziness of our minds, which takes us off track often and creates a lot of our suffering.
Well, we don't know any better, and we need to be taught, actually, how to know better, how to listen to ourselves rather than just our minds or our feelings. I mean, our emotional stories.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, these stories really run our lives in so many ways that we're constantly just really arguing with ourselves and with life, and struggling in our fears to make sense of things. And the problem is that our mind can't easily make sense of things. And I don't know how you got your name, but you're certainly practicing it. And this is really a Zen experience in life, is to understand that we can't trust our minds.
Yes, yes. It is so true. One of the things that I use with my students here in the United States is I ask them what color a yield sign is. What color? Do you know what color a yield sign is?
They're purple, aren't they?
Well,
most, they're yellow.
Yeah, most people say that they're yellow and black, and that's exactly the answer that I'd say 95% of the people give. They're actually red and white. And they were changed in 1971, and by 1974, this is on Wikipedia, everyone, because as soon as I tell people this, they grab their phones and they start trying to prove it wrong. But by 1974, all of the yellow yield signs had been taken out of our traffic. Yeah, I know, me too. But even people, this is what's interesting, is that we've passed hundreds of red and white yield signs, hundreds of thousands even. They're everywhere. They're one of the most used traffic signs. And our mind never updated. It never went, oh, there's a red and white yield sign. I need to change that inside of my database. In fact, a couple months ago, I was watching Sesame Street. I have a little toddler. And they were doing a thing on signs, and they had a yield sign that was yellow and black. And you'll see them on book covers. You'll even see them on T-shirts. They're still in production, just not in our highways. And the thing is that each of us has our own yellow yield signs that have never been updated. We all have this about our body, our self-worth, what our relationships are, what when somebody looks at us, whether that's translated as being angry at me or angry at somebody else, how we react, exactly what you said, your emotional stories. And the internal guidance system, which is what I call the inner GPS, I call it an IGS, internal guidance system, is there to actually update these yield signs by using the expansion and contraction, which is attached to our nervous system. And it updates our brain, if we allow it to, if we use it properly.
Right. We have to learn how to sense our openness or closedness, mm-hmm. that our reactions are, in a sense, being closed. We need to kind of more respond clearly by listening to our bodies. And it's not, it's not only the solar plexus. I find it actually a whole vibe that can relax me or just help me feel like I'm in a groove and, mm-hmm. and ready to move on something, versus where I just get plugged into fear, then I have to really look and see. And you're so helpful in your book is to understand that what we're afraid of is generally just stories that mm-hmm. our mind has fabricated that, has some semblance of reality, but in truth, it's really assumptions that we make about mm-hmm. life that in general aren't really the way to react to life, because there are openings, opportunities, there are new strategies and new ways to reflect on life and take the next step forward that might be correct for us, but our minds just don't know it.
Right, exactly. In fact, I say that anytime you're feeling fear in the body, as you were saying, it's what you're thinking is not true and not going to happen. If something is really unpleasant and that has a true sense of fear that could be attached to it, losing your job, health issues, things that come up where you go, if you have that feeling, what you're thinking is not true and not going to happen. If you feel open and relaxed in the midst of that unpleasant thought, that is something you need to deeply pay attention to. But it then doesn't feel like fear. It feels like a discernment and wisdom in the body. Do you know what I mean?
Opportunity.
Yeah.
It feels like there's some sense that there's an opportunity in what's happening.
Exactly.
Rather than shutting us down.
Yes. Yes.
And so the idea really is to understand that our, let's call it the subconscious, that manages our inner guidance, or higher selves, or however we want to reflect on it. But it really is wiser than our conscious mind. Our conscious mind is just playing games that are relatively self-destructive.
Yes, they are. And it's, like I said, it's something that you could physically feel. So we can send your listeners to my site to actually do a video that I have that'll walk them through feeling it. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. And that you can calibrate it. You can actually live from this place instead of your mind. You will be kind of bebopping along in your life. You'll feel the closing and say, what was I just thinking? And in that moment, you'll know that closing is not true, not going to happen. And the practices in the book actually walk people through how to move from that to a new opportunity, like you said, and an opening, and stay in the opening on a regular basis. You can move from opening to opening to opening, and that's, no matter how difficult your life is, you're only moments away if you use these practices or know how to do this from the path that will lead you out of it.
Well, that's the point, is that I think our fears can be made true if we only live through them,
yes,
and shut ourselves down and react in ways that are self-destructive, versus stepping forward, finding just new avenues. We don't know where they'll be, what they'll look like, but we just need to feel free to explore our inner guidance.
Can I give an example that just happened to me, like, the last few days?
Sure.
Yeah. So I had a double payment, a very large double payment come out of my account that overdrafted my account by $1,000. And I opened that everything was going to be fine. My first response was, oh no, everything's going to bounce. You know, all my payments are going to get returned. I have everything on auto pay. So, I said, oh, I'm closed. That means it's not going to happen. Everything's going to be fine. So I called the bank, and it took them 5 days. So I had to sit with this large overdraft amount, notices coming into my email box. You have insufficient funds, you know. But I called both companies. They figured it out. They turned it around. And here's the funny thing. Normally, I couldn't have sat with that information in years past before I was using my internal guidance system. It would have stressed me out so much. I would have not been able to sleep. I would have been gut-wrenching, you know, kind of thing, even though both the bank and the company said everything was going to be worked out, that they would work it out for me. It's my mind would not have been able to handle that information. Do you know what I mean? And there was moments where it was like, how is it? You know, and I'm like, no, I'm closed. That means everything's going to be, it's not going to fall apart. And then my body would open back up, and then they're going to take care of it. You can go back to sleep, just relax, you know, telling my husband, hey, I'm getting, everything's going to be all right. He goes, I am too. So it's like that. We hit these things that really don't make a difference in our lives, and yet we'll stress about them and worry and have fear about them all the way through, and yet nothing appears at the end of this big dragon that we're facing, right? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And it ruins the quality of our lives. And this is an opportunity, like you said, to have those things not bother you, to understand your own stress themes and move through them using this tool that is totally wise, so that your life can be actually enjoyed amongst
I've been counseling people for over 20 years, watching so many people be so ready for ruin.
Yeah, disaster, right?
Right, and somehow things work out in ways that are unexplainable and different, and they end up moving on to whatever, you know, the next opportunity is.
Yes.
And somehow we have to trust serendipity and synchronicity in the world and the universe, and understand that there is a plan. We just haven't been given the outline for it. We're just in the middle of not knowing it.
Exactly.
Activating it.
Exactly. And literally, when you use your IGS, internal guidance system, you're able to feel that physically and know that to be true, even if you can't see it. There's been lots of times where my students and myself have not been able to see the outcome, but we can feel in our body, hey, I'm open, it's going to be okay, and it is.
Yeah, it's amazing how things can look so sour, and it's just that we're not seeing the big picture. And very likely things shut down for a good reason, that we're making the wrong choices, that we really do need to make new choices, that we're, you know, heading down into a dead end, and we're getting warnings. And
yes.
All we need to do is redirect ourselves in different ways, seek new opportunities from somewhere else, somehow. Sometimes just surrender, you know.
Yes.
And let the universe deliver. We don't have to figure it all out. We just
exactly.
have to be present.
One of my favorite, so in the book, I have these four powerful questions that people can use when throughout their whole lives, but especially when they feel overwhelmed. And the first one is this any of my business? And you check your internal guidance system, am I open, closed, or neutral? If you get a closing to, is this any of my business? Closing means no, it's not true, it's not going to happen, it's not yours to do. And I love this question because I can just go on, and there's so many things in my life that are really none of my business. From my children, something that's going on with my kid, or a conversation, something about my husband's doing in his life, or there's all kinds of little things that really, it's none of my business. I need to keep my nose out of them, you know? And it allows me to focus on my life and the things that do open me, that are my business to take care of, and it helps me stay out of overwhelm. And of course, if I open, then you go to the next question. And it goes all the way down to divine timing, which is the fourth question. Is this the time to act, open, closed, or neutral? And if you're open for all four questions, then the situation is ready for you to handle. And if you're in one of them you're not, then you're directed to what is next to do. And it really makes things simple and clear, especially when you're in the midst of a crisis.
And sometimes, you know, what's next to do is just to get out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'll tell you, I've never had it be anything opposite. I've been doing this 23 years. I've never asked, is it any of my business, and closed, and it ended up being my business. About all kinds of interesting things, especially in my work career, you know. I'll be doing a big talk somewhere, and there'll be chaos in the organization that I've walked into to do this talk. And I'll stop, and they'll say, oh, this is going wrong, and I'll check in. Is this any of my business? No, closed. Like, okay, well, let me know when you got it figured out. I'm right here. Because it wasn't any of my business. I just can relax.
Right, don't take it
that
on.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and so much of it is just, you know, being too caught up in dilemmas that actually, if the other people involved were following their inner guidance system,
exactly,
it would all work out.
Exactly. It's so a very good practice with teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
You know, because it's really, it's hard to tell where you need to jump in there when they're growing up and where you need to back off. And it's a really good one to know, like, oh, no, this one's my business. Nope, they're going to work this one out, you know. So, yeah, it's a beautiful opportunity. I love that word that you're using.
Which one was that?
Opportunity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm thinking that again, that's something that we can just say to people. Oh, it looks like you've got an opportunity going on here.
Yep.
Instead of getting caught up in their sense of dilemma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's their own minds. You know, recently I did a radio show on Zen Buddhism. Of course you would. And one of the underlying principles is that we can never grasp our minds. Our minds don't have the answers.
Mm-mm. No.
And they have outward answers, but they don't have inward answers.
And also, it hijacks us. It's interesting. It's when people first start studying this work, I think it's very much like it's like a practical Zen manual. This book, actually, it's just
it
written.
Is.
Yeah, yes. It is. It's just written in a very non-denominational, simple way. But first thing that I find with students is when they feel the closing as they're walking through their lives, they don't even remember what the next practice is. What was I thinking? Because they just. They realize, wow, there's a lot going on up there, and I don't know any of it. I'm not paying attention to what my mind is doing at all. I don't even know what I'm thinking, and I'm all relaxed. It's okay. That's totally normal. It's like I've not really actually met one person who doesn't have that happen sometimes. You know, even people who meditate for years come back and go, wow, I was just thinking something in my life that closed me. And then after that, they begin realizing their minds, you know, the next thing that kind of happens, they realize their mind hijacks them no matter how much they try to take the wheel, move it into a new direction, the mind just takes them right back to the road it was on, you know, and it's kind of hijacking them, and they're like, I don't really have much control over this thing. I'm like, right. You do, but yes, it's going to do its own thing, and your job is to watch it and to know when to buy into it and to know when not to buy into it, and it creates that observer effect that allows you to realize that there's something more going on inside of you, and that... And that your mind is kind of like, can be just kind of like a wild animal or a bucking bronco doing its own thing.
Well, another thing, I do a lot of work helping people understand the mechanics of their personalities using different divining systems such as the human design system, destiny cards, numerology. And we all have very specific programming of personality that's different from everyone else. And the more we know our own systems, the more we know ourselves, the more we know what we can draw on for ourselves versus others, and what we have to pay attention to, where 'cause life always meets our design. It's not like we're only the only people that are operating in a chaotic world and bringing our design to it. Actually, the world is quite patterned and meaningful in every way that looks chaotic and crazy out there. But we're really, you know, we might be in strange times, but these are the correct times that we need to be in.
Yes.
And so everybody's operating correctly in their design, in their personalities, but they're not seeing the big picture.
Exactly. I agree. I do. Yeah.
And so when we can work with this bigger picture, then we can have opportunities to make opening choices because we know ourselves better.
I agree with that. I know that I've studied human design and the Enneagram, and it really truly did bring in a deeper level of awareness of myself, which gave me new choices. And that's what it's really about. It's discovering that you have a choice in the moment, that the fear, that whenever you feel fear, worry, anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, that's closing in the body. That actually means that's when the IGS is giving you guidance that what you're thinking is not true and out of alignment. And the thing is that we don't, how do we find the new choice? And I think those elements of knowing your personality and going deeper with your personality does help us to make a new choice. And oftentimes they let us know our weaknesses, which is where we are and what the closing is about to begin with.
Right. For instance, last night I did a class on abundance using both human design and destiny cards and helped each student understand how to help them know their particular abundance traits in life so that they know where to make better choices because they know who they need to be here as an abundant person.
That's fabulous. Love that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That was wonderful. And it's so relieving and clarifying to people to understand where to make their best choices because it fits. And it creates openings. It creates, once you hear your human design, you feel so open to yourself.
Yes, it's true. You do.
It confirms your nature. And then you can support it more easily when it's clear to you.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better. That's beautiful.
<Thank you.
laughs> I love that. So I think the big thing is, there's all these opportunities for us to grow, and the internal guidance system is really about helping you choose, first of all, make your best choices. Second of all, live in this opening, which is like a flow, feeling light, open, and wise, you know? And then lastly, we get kind of all these layers put upon us by our culture and our family and our life and experiences, and it's really helping us strip away all of that to get back to who we are authentically, and both mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And then, so it's a fantastic tool. I hope you use it with some of your students as an adjunct to things when you're teaching abundance and things, because it really does allow people to see a deeper level of their worth and what's possible for them.
Well, see, I also teach intuition, and intuition operates as higher information. It's not necessarily it still is only information, still only data that you can be open or closed to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I see myself as the opportunity for people to receive more data, intuitive data, that they can then make better choices from. And even that's not really, when you get down to it and you can really live in a Zen life, you don't even need that much data. Because you're just guided,
yeah.
You can take your hands off the steering wheel.
Exactly. I have a really strong intuitive gift, and I find that so intuition is different than the internal guidance system. Intuition, different people can get to it from different angles. I'm a clairsentient. There's clairaudient, different things like that. And then I use my internal guidance system because as soon as I get an intuitive hit or information on something, my mind can't help but try to help me and put the pieces together into a story, which actually changes the data, you know what I mean? And
right. So
I can use the opening and closing of my internal guidance system to discover what's actually true about that information I received and also what to do with it. Sometimes it's
just something for me
to know versus sharing it with someone else or taking action on it in the moment. Maybe it's down the road. It'll come into play somewhere. that kind of thing. And so it's been very helpful for me as an intuitive.
Right. And I think what's really important is just to have that inner sense of where your next foot is headed.
Yes.
You know, which way to direct yourself. And I use that every day where my mind is saying one thing, but it has its own story. And yet I feel like I need to follow, you know, my inner guidance more.
Yeah.
And allow it to redirect me, really, and find more for where there's more peace of mind.
Yes.
And of body and soul. And I think that's a lot of this, is learning to use your guidance in the most peaceful manner.
Exactly. Exactly. Even in the midst of chaos, there's a peace that's just right there waiting for you if you can turn to it. And this is one of the elements that allows you to help you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So the book is called Your Inner GPS, and you have this website that you said has a video on it.
Yeah, it's zeninamoment.com.
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 Zen is only a moment.
It's true, exactly. And I love that because you can play it in so many different directions. It's my blog site, and there's a video that walks everyone through feeling their internal guidance system for themselves. And then I have a video training that goes along with the book. The book has 20 practices, and there's a free video training. If you sign up on my list, you get the first video immediately, which gets you using your IGS today in your life right away. Explains the basic concept of it after you've felt it, and you can begin making decisions with it and feeling it. And I walk you through how to start living from this place of expansion and contraction in relationship, and using your mind as a tool instead of who you are. That's the goal of it.
And also to, you know, to let people know that their minds aren't going to surrender that easily.
No, they don't.
It does take time.
Yeah.
To learn to trust.
Mine hasn't. Mine has never. I learned how to change the channel, distract it, do different things. But I've been doing this for years, and it's still the mind to just go on its own little thing and do its. And I have to just say, okay, that's not what I'm following. I'm not doing that. But it doesn't mean that the rambling doesn't stop.
Right. So then, Cryer DeBrucke, DeBrucke, your book is Your Inner GPS. And I really want to thank you for being on Energy Stew. It's wonderful talking with you.
You too. Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening.